This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fruits and vegetables.
It's National Chicken Wing Day, Scott. It's National Chicken Wing Day.
Then you need 150 minutes a week of aerobic exercise. Now, what I mean by aerobic, I don't care what you are, but you're going to do something that moves your body, that gets your heart racing, so it will make you sweat.
Okay.
You know, just going outside today, that doesn't count. So you have to move your body so that your heart racing will make you sweat. You need to do that for 150 minutes every week. Keep a record. You can do 5 minutes at a time. You can do 150 minutes in one time, and then you get the rest of the week, you're off. And then you need to deal with the spiritual dimension of life. I would encourage everybody, go online, find a program that says beginning yoga. You know, yoga is ultimately not about putting your foot up over your head. It's about trying to control your mind.
Right.
And look, you don't have to believe the way Scott believes, but your faith matters as much as anything the doctor might do. So having a spiritual discipline that allows you to find a way to connect to either God or those things greater than we are, you know, literally those three things. You do that, I think you're going to turn out just fine.
Scott, thanks very much. It's Church Health Giving Day. Head over to the website and contribute. Thank you for coming in. Once again, we will see you again soon. That's Scott Moore. If you got to take a break, back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kiss me. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what's this we're listening to?
That's a cool little bar by Ashley McBride, a country singer originally from Eastern Arkansas. I think spent a little bit of time in Memphis on her way up. She turned 40, if I'm doing my math right, 42 years old today.
All right, Chris, a few things around the league. Oh, well, first of all, it is National Chicken Wing Day, and you like whole wings. Is that your idea? Didn't I have an idea? Is that correct? Do I gather you like whole wings?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to give me a chicken wing, give me a chicken wing. That's what a chicken wing is.
Where, if you were in Memphis today, and you wanted a whole chicken wing, which is what a chicken wing is, where would you go to get a chicken wing?
My two go-to spots are Cozy Corner and Central Barbecue.
I've had the Central Barbecue. I don't think I've ever had the Cozy Corner chicken wings.
The most Memphis meal you can have is the #2 ribs, 2 wings plate at Cozy Corner. That's Memphis on a plate, man.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. Okay. Luka's not going to be. A few things from around the league. First of all, you were away when we got the Dame Lillard back to Portland story. What did you make of that? What do you make of that? What do you think?
You know, Portland trades him and gets stuff, and then he gets him right back. And, you know, well, good deal if you can do it, I guess. I think it's fine. I think he means a lot to that organization. The organization and city mean a lot to him. He's coming back in a situation where I think he sort of knows the deal and everybody knows the deal. And, you know, yeah, they're spending $14 million or whatever it is on a guy who's not going to play this season. But, like, I think it's fine. Like, he'll be an assistant coach, like you said. He'll bring some good vibes to the organization. Maybe he can help, you know, bring Scoot Henderson along. Maybe he'll help Drew Holiday feel better about being there, you know. And then we'll see what happens where the team is and where he is next season. But I think it's a nice story, and that could very well be a positive thing beyond, like, you know, the instant, like, you know, dopamine hit or whatever. It could be a good thing for the organization going forward a little bit.
There was some people questioned, well, what's Portland doing? Are they young? Like, particularly with the Drew Holiday thing, right? Are they young? Are they old? Are they what are they doing?
Well,
here?
I mean, that was a valid question even before the Dame thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Dame thing changed that very much. But it is a question, yes. Sort of, what's Portland doing? Yeah.
It's less so with Dame, though, because they're it just made more sense. It's nostalgia plus the connection, plus bring along the kids. But once you already have Drew Holiday bringing along the kids, and now you've got Dame bringing on the kids, it's a little, you know, maybe Drew won't last there.
Well, and it's a different price, you know, salary right. point. Obviously, Dame's not playing this season, but, like, next season, if he's healthy, you got him, you know, on the books for $14 million. Like, that's the deal anyone was going to give him. I think Holiday would not have gotten in, 50, you know, unrestricted free agency his same contract.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It's an interesting mix of young and old. I just don't know if they have the guy. Like, Lillard used to be the guy. He's not the guy anymore. I don't know if they have the centerpiece for what they're doing. Like, I don't think it's going to be Hanson Young, you know?
Right. Yeah, they got a lot of interesting pieces, but no centerpiece. All right. Second topic is Jokic. Two things about him. First of all, you probably have seen him celebrating the victory by his horse over the weekend. Have you seen his joyous celebration of his horse's big win?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
He is absolutely overjoyed, spraying champagne, thrilled beyond imagining at this his horse won a race, and people have contrasted it with his somewhat more muted champagne spraying celebration of when he won his own championship. And they did a whole segment yesterday on one of the ESPN national shows about why would one care more? I honestly think it, like, the who knows, right? But I think it's okay to actually, I don't know if he loves horse racing more than he loves basketball, but it would not be unusual if he did. Lots of people love something more than they love their work, right? I mean, I don't know your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't. It feels like something you really got to strain to get worked up about.
I'm not worked up.
I don't.
Yeah.
If you live in Denver, like you got a title, and that's cool. Like, however loudly Jokic yells in the locker room about the title, you still got the title.
Yeah,
like you still get the parade. And so it seems like, I don't know, it's just like looking for something to care about.
I find it charming that he cares about horse racing so much. Okay, well, here's the next thing that people can either get worked up about or not. There was a LeBron James was in a photo this was on the Mediterranean somewhere, and he's off of France, and it's LeBron and Maverick Carter and some guy named Misko Raznatovic. And Misko posts a photo of himself with LeBron and Maverick Carter. And he tags them on social media and he says, "The summer of 25 is the perfect time to make big plans for the fall of 26. Well, Misko, it turns out, is Jokic's agent. He's Jokic's agent. And he is tagging LeBron, a picture with him and LeBron and Maverick, saying, "The summer of 25, the perfect time to make big plans for the fall of 26, when LeBron is a free agent." What do you think about LeBron to Denver in the fall of 26? That's very clearly what's being hinted there.
I don't think it's very clearly what's being hinted. No? I think it's very clearly they're aware that people will take it that way. There's some mischievousness there.
I see.
But if that's really what's being hinted, there's like tampering issues potentially. I think it's probably more likely that there's some business marketing thing that's unrelated to where LeBron James plays basketball they're working on together. And they're hinting at that while knowing people will take it the other way. It's like a mischievous thing. That would be my guess.
I see. Do you think, is it, by the way, if Jokic's agent, very clearly if Denver was flirting with LeBron, that would be tampering. Jokic can talk.
Yeah, it gets into tricky territory. It's not maybe not technically tampering, but it's not the kind of thing you publicly flout if you're actually doing it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, if you're actually doing it, you keep it quiet as opposed to make it loud. I think that probably makes sense. Okay, and then finally, we have squeezed you today. Finally, Luka. Another thing you probably haven't seen is there's a photo of Luka on the cover of Men's Health. And he looks
I've seen that.
Vibrant, good health. And this is all, now we're going to see a new, robust Luka. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the summer, like, muscle watch pictures have led us astray before, you know, like with Zion Williamson. But that one is pretty persuasive, I think. It is obviously an issue with Luka, but his conditioning coming into a season. I mean, that does not look like a Photoshop thing. It looks notably different, like, from him in the past. Even if he's in great shape, doesn't mean, like, you know, he wouldn't have some injury or something. And there are other issues there. But to me, that is, like, I'll nail down my predictions to the degree that they matter, which is not very much, you know, come October. But one of my questions is, like, how do I rate Luka going into the season? Do I rank him as like an all NBA level player, or do I rank him as like an MVP level player, which is something I would consider only like two or three guys.
Right.
And with him, it's really a question. It is a question of like the conditioning stuff and all of that. Like, the best version of him is that, but do I put him on the same tier as SGA and Jokic and Giannis, or do I put him one step below? And part of that is like that kind of thing.
There is some thought, by the way, that he's been a big part of their summer, like whether he wanted, you know, Jake LaRavia or you know, as that there were stories out there that he was part of the recruiting of Jake LaRavia and that he asked
Marcus Smart
he wanted Marcus Smart. And then there's the fit with DeAndre Ayton, which seems to make sense, doesn't it? I mean, what the pieces around
The good version of Luka can really lift the team, and we've seen that, right? We've seen him take that Dallas team to the NBA Finals. That Dallas team, by the time it got to that point, though, that team was pretty good. They had remade that team. The pieces fit. The defense was good. I don't think Marcus Smart is going to transform the defense of this Lakers team. I think they have real defensive issues, and Luka being in shape is only going to go so far to help in that.
Right.
So I have more questions. There's more like starry names on this Lakers team than there was that Mavs team 2 years ago.
but I don't know if the team is actually as good. And so I still have questions about the Lakers in terms of defense, in terms of some of the chemistry stuff with LeBron and, you know, the mixed signals from him with Aiden, et cetera. But if Luka is like the best possible version of Luka, that does cover a lot of stuff up.
Yeah. Jeffrey's telling me we got to get out of here. More tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. If you're thinking about selling your house, Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty, that's the group that you should call. And in particular, if you are thinking about taking a cash offer from your home, listen, you're going to get unsolicited cash offers all the time. You selling your house? I got one just yesterday. You selling your house, Jeffrey? And they're all going to lowball you. That's not what Josh Heisa is going to do. He's going to come out, he's going to look at your house, and he wants you to get a full market value offer for your home. And you're going to have up to 4 months to pay. I mean, to move out, not to pay. You're going to get paid, but you're going to have up to 4 months to move out. It's Josh Heisa. It's a tricky market. Good time to be in touch with a guy who knows the market as well as Josh. It's Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty. You can check them out at joshhasthebuyers.com. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Charles Fishman. He's our man in Washington, D.C. Actually back in Washington, D.C. after some weeks away. Charles is the author of three New York Times bestsellers. Most recently, One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing. And a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He joins me now. By the way, Charles, before I get to anything else, we recently had, tragically, three men drown in the Mississippi River. And
really?
And Jody Callahan did a story about the dangers of the Mississippi River, why you can't and shouldn't swim in the Mississippi River. And it sounded like terrifying. The amount of water that is traveling, but then also there are really terrifying currents, but also debris, like whole trees. You won't see it. It's all this water. And like, it is a, So when you were a retired Miss, when you were a Mississippi River tugboat deckhand, did you have respect?
Active, when I was active.
When you were active, I'm sorry. Yeah, were you? Did you have respect for the Big Muddy?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this a little before, and if you, I mean, these, I just looked up this story. These guys were fishing and swimming.
They were swimming.
They were swimming, and so listen, the Mississippi River is appealing and important in many, many ways. When we were on deck on the tugboat, anytime we were literally outside the wheelhouse, the cabin, we had to have our flotation gear on.
Really?
The flotation gear was a pain in the neck if you're trying to move heavy equipment around. But they weren't, like, there are some things, we dumped a lot of oil off the, we polluted the Mississippi River on a routine basis without hesitation. Mix it with some dishwashing detergent, you'll be fine. I was appalled.
Right.
We dumped our garbage overboard. There was no screwing around on the flotation gear, on the safety gear. You wore your, what's the word for it? Your life jacket. You wore your life jacket all the time. And the rule was very simple. I was not like a 40-year tugboat deckhand. 50% of deckhands who fall off a tugboat or a barge into the river are never found. They die. 50% don't go over the side. And it was the same thing. It was delivered in that all we do on this tugboat is joke around because it's grim work. This is not a joke. Do not go over the side. And the reason is just what you said. There's a word for the debris in the Mississippi River. Again, I'm having trouble with my brain this morning. But there's all kinds of debris and tree limbs, whole trees, snags. They're called snags, and you can't see them. The current isn't the current of the river simply going down. The bottom, the sides, the snags, the tugboats. You know, a tugboat goes by pushing 11 barges. That thing creates its own swirls and eddies in the river. And so it's all just a huge mess. And an ordinary human adult, 140 to 220 pounds, is nothing. And so if you get sucked under a whirlpool, a vertical whirlpool, a sideways whirlpool, can take you down, I don't know how deep the Mississippi is at Memphis. At New Orleans, the Mississippi River is 400 feet deep. 400 feet. You could bury a 30-story building. And so you just, and that I sailed in and out of New Orleans. New Orleans was the pivot of our work. And so you just didn't, it was considered a no-go zone. It wasn't like, oh, it'll be okay. It was like, whatever you're doing, if it's going to put you in the river, stop. Let the barge go, let the cable go, whatever. So,
all right.
Don't go in the river.
You're the one, by the way, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'll admit it. You're the one who told me that today is National Wing Day.
Unbelievable.
As a Buffalonian.
I was so happy. Yeah. There's so many ways that you should have known that.
I know. I'm a sports guy.
You're a national radio host. Half the days you mentioned chicken wings.
Right. So we talked a little bit about this at the top, but I found it very difficult to know. You know, I just Googled how many chicken wings do we eat, right? I was going to say the data. I literally, one place said we eat 290 a year. Another said we each eat 90 a year. And those are so wildly different numbers.
Neither of those is even close to true. I sent you an important question this morning that you never answered. People don't really appreciate how non-responsive you can be. I said, what is a serving of chicken?
We've discussed this.
Right? It's measured in servings. Our consumption is measured in servings. What would you say a serving of chicken wings would be? I have an idea in my head.
Okay, so we talked about this a little bit, and literally, again, one place said the average American in one sitting eats 12 wings, and I just don't believe that. And so I think a serving of wings, and Jeffrey, we discussed this, but tell me again if you agree. I think a serving of wings is 6 wings. What do you think?
A serving is 6 wings.
That's it's correct. And there you go.
I whole didn't or need
party.
Oh, Jeffrey asked an important question. Whole or party? I think party. I think of a wing as a party wing.
Okay,
now. I don't think of it as a whole. Yeah.
Well,
as
you,
a half.
You guys are. Yeah. No offense. You're asking the wrong question. A serving is 6 wings because when you go to a wing place like Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop or Popeyes, and you order an order of wings, you get 6 wings. Not always. Sometimes you get 10. Sometimes you get 8. Sometimes you get 4, whatever. But in general, the standard is 6. They measure servings because servings
those are party wings, just to be clear. In other words, the two parts of the wing are each separate. They are not whole wings. Yes. So it's really 3 wings.
In the modern world. Yes.
As wing is
the modern world.
Again, I agree. Yeah.
It's pieces. It's 6 pieces. 6 things that you would call a wing. So we... Everybody agrees that there are 1.2 billion servings in the year ended in June. That's 7.2 billion wings by Americans. There's 330 million Americans. That's 22 wings a person a year. That seems just about right, right? 22 a year per person.
Some won't
my
eat
mom
any.
Has never,
yeah. Your mom's
my
never
mom
eaten
has
a
never
wing.
Eaten a chicken wing in her life.
Right.
So every year somebody gets 22 that my mom doesn't eat.
I do think that seems about right. Do you realize
I might eat 15?
As I was, of course. Now let me ask you this: do you count it? Like I got Claire the other day got 3 Kroger rotisserie chickens because they were marked down. It was the end of the day; they were $2.99 each. She said, "I'll make some chicken salad or whatever else." Okay, so I went in and I ripped the wings off 2 of those chickens and ate them. Do they count when they're talking about wings?
No,
do they don't count wings that are attached to chickens?
I tried to find this morning, but there's too many other things to get to. I couldn't get an account of how many wings we make at home. The 1.2 billion servings, the 7.2 billion wings, is just wings we buy at retail. That's easy to count. We eat, I mean, we could talk about this next week.
Every chicken we have
so much chicken.
Yes, right.
We eat so much chicken in this country. I think some people make wings the way we're talking about them as their own dish, as their own event, although not many. And chicken wings, when you buy a whole chicken, a roast chicken, here's what's interesting, though. I thought you were going to say something else. How much did the roast chicken cost you? Do you remember? It's like you don't pay attention to the price you get.
Well, I know that. Well, A, Claire got them because they were marked down. So it would typically be $7.99 or $6.99 or whatever. You can't believe you can get a chicken.
$7.99 is a fresh whole roasted chicken at the grocery store, right?
Right. But these were marked down, which is why she bought 3.
Yeah, here's some advice in the future. When the chicken's marked down, don't buy it.
No, it's just because it was the end of the day. It's a roast chicken that's the end of the day. It had just been.
It hadn't been sitting there 3 days. They just didn't.
No, it's just
it had
been sitting there for the day, and it was at the end of the day.
They made too many, right?
Yeah, they made too many.
A typical roast chicken, ready to eat, go home. Often they're hot. You take them home, you can eat it right then from the grocery store, $6.99 or $7.99. One order of chicken wings, average price, $13.75. So, ladies and gentlemen, just go to your grocery store and get a chicken. But anyway,
did you know that McDonald's once sold wings?
Briefly,
Mighty Wings never really took flight. It says here,
never really took flight. National Wing Day, National Wing Day. What do people really care about? I don't think they care that Stan Mikowski, the mayor of Buffalo, inaugurated Chicken Wing Day in 1977. But he did. Kate Mikowski, He was only a one-term mayor in Buffalo, but what a legacy.
What a legacy. All right, moving on. We got to get to more serious matters.
Hang on.
Okay.
The one thing people want to know is
what?
Almost anywhere that specializes in wings or offers wings is 2-for-1 day today for National Chicken Wing Day. At Wingstop, at Buffalo Wild Wings, at Popeyes, if you buy one order, they give you another order free. Sometimes you got to order on the app. USA Today, all newspapers, has a rundown on every quick serve and fast food restaurant in America and what their wing deal is today. Just Google National Wing Day in USA Today if you have a craving for cheap wings. you can get them today.
You know what goes well with wings? Pizza.
Always.
Goes well with wings. What, you have something to say about pizza as well?
There's this crazy. I thought this was really interesting. There's this crazy pizza chain that started in Washington D.C. called And Pizza, ampersand, and then the word pizza. And pizza, very popular in the in the crowd that used to be Jeffrey and John Martin, the 15 to 30 crowd, hip pizza place. The pizzas are rectangular. What do I know? Very popular. There's now 45 And Pizzas in 5 states. They have launched 30 pizzas in 30 days for $39.99.
Wow.
$40 for 30 pizzas, $1.33 for a full size.
You can't get all 30 at one time. You have to get one a day for 30 days.
One a day. And you don't have, it's not like if you don't go on day 2, then
they cut off. You don't get the return flight or something.
Right.
No, right.
It's not like the airlines. But that, and the CEO said, we did a scrub on our own pricing. We decided we had gotten way too expensive along with everybody else over the last 3 years, and we wanted to do a crusade against higher prices. They wouldn't give the Washington Post the number, but quote-unquote.
My question is, why haven't you done this? It's in D.C., like 30 pizzas in 30 days.
I'll be honest. By the time it was in the Washington Post story came a day too late. It was expired because I love pizza. These days, sometimes my wife is in Miami doing her Miami job in person. And even, let's be honest, even if you did 5 pizzas in 30 days for $40, today that's
deal.
A deal.
Yeah.
And people in the Washington Post story were like, why are you doing this? Well, I have kids. I'm eating it tonight. Tomorrow it's for the kids. On Wednesday, I'm going to get it for lunch at the office and just bring it to the, like, people were finding, well, we're going to freeze them for later. Like, all kinds of imaginative ways of using their 30
pizzas.
To me,
it would come down to how far is it from my house and how's the line in terms of picking it up, right?
Right.
If it was pretty easy.
The Washington Post reported that they were managing the crowd very, very well, that it was not a problem. But yes, how could, it wouldn't make sense if you have to drive 20 minutes in each direction.
Right.
But I love that. And I would encourage other national pizza
to follow suit. Right. Exactly right.
To follow suit. I think exactly.
Las Vegas tourism. I have a list here of topics I'm supposed to ask you about. And one is Las Vegas tourism, which I can only assume is booming.
Las Vegas tourism is falling off a cliff. This is really, it's an interesting indicator, but some people would take it to be an indicator of what's happening in the U.S. economy. You know, the numbers say the U.S. economy is strong. Our feeling when we go buy coffee or I just complained to you. I bought on our summer road trip. I bought 1-foot-long Subway sub, nothing else, no chips, no drink. It was $12.38 with tax. So sometimes it doesn't feel like the economy is that great in our wallets. In Las Vegas, the economy is authentically bad.
Really?
There was in June, hotel occupancy was down 15% across the city. You know, a recession would be down 2% or 3%. That means compared to a year ago, 15% more hotel rooms were empty. First 2 weeks in July, down 17%. Average revenue per room down almost 30%. 28%. So the rooms are empty. They're lowering the prices on the rest of the rooms. They're still not wooing people in. Total visitors in May down 6.5%. You're going to hate this, but in January, visits in Las Vegas were up. Visits have been down every month since February through.
Okay, is there a
June,
theory? Is there a theory? July. What's going on here?
It's all international visitors dominated by Canadians. Yes. They're angry at Donald Trump. They're angry at America.
It's purely international visitors. That's what's happening in Las Vegas.
The entire drop comes from the cohort of international visitors. Las Vegas does this crazy amount of data analysis. When you get off the plane, who's coming? Are you U.S.? Did you have to go through passport control? They know everything about everybody who comes. And And the Wall Street Journal did a separate story, not on tourism, just on tips. Where, you know, now that tips, now that you've got no tax on tips for the first $25,000 of your income in Las Vegas as a server, how you feeling?
It actually makes
and what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just interrupted. I interrupted
the
you, tip, Charles.
The
I
tips
apologize.
Are disappearing. The tips are disappearing even faster than the tourists because people just don't want a tip. So it's nice to have no tax on tips. But people in the story interviewed by the you know, waiters, waitresses, blackjack dealers, hotel housekeepers, bellmen and valets, you know, tip income down 50%.
So, what I was going to say is what makes me wonder if tourism down is generally, and actually makes me wonder if tourism's down in Memphis, because we have a lot of British visitors and and a lot of Canadian visitors, you know, Graceland drawing and people and whatnot. I actually imagine that tourism's down here too. There's something we should look into.
Well, foreign travel is down 5 to 10%. International arrivals through the first 6 months down about 9%. I don't know about internal U.S. We just went to Michigan. You know, we just went to New Jersey. How does that square up? People going to Disney? That I don't know, but foreign tourism is down, and it's not down because of economic problems. It's down because foreign tourists are taking their dollars somewhere besides the United States. Plus, people are nervous about coming in. They're nervous about being held, and we're about to put a $200 tax on almost anybody who simply comes to the U.S. to visit, a $200 visa tax. That is about, no offense to anybody, that is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We seem to have a food-themed show today.
Pizza, a little bit of a
wings, and now chocolate.
Yeah. This really isn't a food theme, though.
Okay.
Hershey last week. Now, this, I want to say up front, has nothing to do with Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Okay. Hershey informed all of its retailers that it is raising the price of its chocolate candies, Reese's, Hershey's bars, between 10 and 20%, depending on your arrangement with Hershey, how much you buy, how much you sell. Prices are going up 10 to 20%. You think about, you know, they charge $2.99 for a pack of whatever they call it, a king size pack of.
What's a chocolate bar cost now? What's a Snickers bar I have no idea what a candy bar costs.
At a grocery store, a Snickers bar, or that's what I was just saying. A two pack of Reese's peanut butter cups at the checkout line in a grocery store is $1.99. So if you raise the price of the Reese's peanut butter cups by 20%, it goes from being $2 to being $2.50. Right. That's basically how that works. Here's why. We talked about this months ago. If you listen to the show, you really know everything that's going on. Cocoa prices have spiked. 70% of the world's cocoa comes from West Africa. There's drought. There's famine. There's conflict. The typical price of cocoa through 2022 was between $1,000 and $4,000 a metric ton. Between 2015 and 2022, I looked at the price data. Cocoa was never over $4,000 a ton. Right now, it's $8,000 a ton. So it's double. The price of cocoa is double. And Hershey's is done. They can't absorb. They've been doing it for 6 months. Cocoa prices peaked at $12,000 a ton in December, three times the typical average going back 20 years. And so they're raising prices. They are raising prices, and you're going to see it in your chocolate. This is a case where you cannot blame tariffs or Joe Biden.
Nothing political. It's the
here's a little data point for you. 67% of Hershey's products are chocolate. Can you personally name a single thing that Hershey's makes that's not chocolate?
Nerds.
I don't know if they make Nerds. They make Twizzlers. I was surprised to discover that they make Twizzlers.
I like a Twizzler.
I think Twizzlers are good. Yeah. They make Bubble Yum. Keep going.
Highly themed show. Food is one. Price is another. Target, by the way, you... like we see, like Walmart seems to be crushing it, right? All the time. Yeah, you tell me how Walmart's crushing it. And Target was once sort of the glamorous kind of Walmart. And yet it feels like Target is not crushing it. Target is struggling, whereas Walmart is flourishing. Is that true? And what's the Target news?
Target is struggling now, and it's not quite clear why. They came through the pandemic very well. They did a great job of launching and effectively managing curbside pickup. Which you think about a Target store, it wouldn't necessarily have gone perfectly, you know. But they figured out how to set themselves up. So if you showed up at the store and you ordered online, somebody brought you out your order. That was really important in the pandemic. People don't know what they're going to Target for anymore. It's not Target anymore. People don't have a sense of style. They might need to return to focus on that. They added groceries kind of before the pandemic. I don't think anybody goes to Target just to grocery shop. The grocery section's always a little sad. Like, has anybody?
It feels just kind of extra. Yeah, not. Yeah, they got some groceries. It doesn't feel like a grocery store.
You couldn't do a shop there. And if you need a head of lettuce or a cucumber or a tomato, you kind of look at what they got and think, I wonder if that's been there since last Tuesday. Anyway, to this week, yesterday, they canceled their price match program. Oh. This has got to be right up your aisle. Have you ever gone back to a store with the receipt and said, a competitor has this cheaper,
never
give
in a million
me my
years.
Extra
never,
money?
Never in a million years would I do that. Never would I even know what it costs to know that a competitor.
You don't even know what price matching is. Right. Target for 10 years has said to you, buy it here. If any time in the next 2 weeks you find it cheaper, specifically at Walmart or Amazon, show us your receipt and the Target and the Walmart price, and we will give you the difference. A lot of people wrote about this as if it was the end of the world. I'm a guy who loves a good coupon. I love a good deal. I've never price matched anything because you have to stand in line at customer service and show them your receipts, and the standing in line is killer.
But they presumably canceled it because too many people were doing it. I would imagine.
I think they canceled it because they don't want people to focus on price anymore. Oh. And Walmart and Amazon. Amazon has a whole business that has nothing to do with retail, providing web services to companies that need AI. The profit on that business every year is more than the total profit in history on Amazon shopping. So Amazon's like Costco. They're selling it to you at cost because they just want customers. The one thing you can still price match at Target, I thought it took me a while to actually understand this, is Target prices. If you buy it at Target and then Target offers it for a lower price anytime in the next 2 weeks, then you can get your money back.
By the way, you recently, for the first time ever, and this isn't on the list, I forgot what you bought. You bought something on the app in order to get a good deal on the thing on the app. What was it? There was a fast food app? Did you recently do a fast food app? Where are you?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
No, okay. There was a pause. Did this not happen?
I'm trying to remember. I don't really recall.
This is terrible. We're both in our 60s.
I have the app of our grocery store. On
no,
my
it wasn't
phone,
that.
Which I hate. It wasn't that one, but it gives me great coupons.
Last story of the day. This is the walk-off story. What story do you have? I hope it involves archaeology.
Another one of our obsessions.
Yes, your obsessions. Your obsessions.
Yeah, another one of our obsessions. Archaeologists in Britain keep finding large shoes, extra large. They call it, using a scientific term, very, very large shoes, at the remains of an old Roman-era fort at the limits of the Roman Empire in Britain, northwest Britain. They have found, the fort is called Magna, M-A-G-N-A, kind of appropriate. They found like 30 shoes in a part of the fort where there was water and mud, and the shoes were preserved for hundreds of years. And they have, of the 30, eight are 12 inches long. The soles are 12 inches long, much bigger than all the other shoes. The shoes they have found, the biggest shoes, those eight, are bigger than the shoes Michael Jordan wore to play NBA basketball. That's how big. And it's they're size 14. They're size 14, 32 shoes, and they're completely puzzled about why they're gonna do further analysis. But the two entertaining theories
of why there's this population of large shoed men. Right. Yes. Why?
One theory that is not explored in this scientific article that I read. One theory could be people with large feet. That theory was not put on the table. The two theories were, these were people whose feet had somehow been injured, and they were wearing bandages, dressings of some kind, and needed larger shoes to accommodate them. The other theory, which I actually think is better, is that some of the people staffing this fort, manning the fort, came from the Middle East or from the far eastern reaches of the Roman Empire, and they found winter in Britain so cold.
They had literally cold feet.
They had to wear multiple pairs of socks, and the only way to wear the socks was to have big shoes. But isn't that entertaining? If you're an archaeologist,
and all you're coming upon all these massive shoes.
Huge, yeah. You find eight.
All right, we got to get out of here, Charles. We got to get out of here. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You know what they say about people who have really large shoes.
Big time.
Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join their program. George and I will be doing Jeffrey Wright and Company today. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. Give generously. It's Church Health Giving Day. Pop on over to the website and do that. In the meantime, our work is done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.